I think the one logistical concern is that we don't want too many people going to the same well. So we want to make sure that if National is doing mailings within the signal areas, that if it's not intending to use the station's donor list, that it's deduplicating with them.
Yeah, we do. We do. Yeah, we do every mailing we dedupe against the station mailing list, so we know.
And that you also coordinate with stations so that, for instance, if our development person is doing an acquisition mailing by renting lists from The Nation, Mother Jones, and five other magazines, zip code sorting them for Northern California, that they're not getting hit with an acquisition mailing from Pacifica, those same people, because you're doing the same thing on a national basis in the same month.
Do you follow me?
Actually,
we talked with Lim Lim about... I'm sorry, Brian, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go right ahead. Go ahead.
So that's why what I think we need to see is a calendar that gives us a sense of what mailings you're doing when. What acquisition mailings are you doing and when? What renewal mailings are you doing and when? What mailings are you doing using station lists and when? And that's going to be a service not just to us, but to the people doing local, engaging in local fundraising efforts.
Yeah, we do coordinate with them, and maybe Phil Osagate come on the call, we can go into the great detail that we do. So we dedupe against station lists. We dedupe against acquisition lists, that is, that other stations might be using. We did that with KPFT, for example. That was part of working together with them. We said, what's your station? We actually sent us their acquisition list, and we deduped it against what we were sending out.
There's no problem giving a calendar going forward several months as to, how many pieces and, whether it's an acquisition list or not or what list, right? We can generate that.
Sure, maybe. Not a problem. If I did, I had one closing comment.
Okay, yeah. Does anyone else have a comment about this?
If you look at the budget for FY07, as a finance committee, and I think we had talked about having another meeting, which I think we will need to do, September 18th, I think, was the date we had the least discussed, and I certainly would recommend that we have that meeting, September 18th, if not even before then.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me the task before us is to look at this FY07 budget and make decisions about which budgets we think look fine and can move them forward for recommendations to the PNB, which budgets we'd like to actually send back to the station and ask them to work a little harder at it, see if they can meet some goals we might establish for them, which budgets we think we can pass with a proviso that they work at some of the issues that we've identified in their budgeting process or in their overall financial situation. And I'm hoping that at that 18th meeting, because we will have finally all the station budgets, that we set ourselves that task at the 18th meeting. And I think we did that last year, LaVon. Remember we had that marathon meeting? And
I do recall.
This is Jane. I have a question.
Sure. Go ahead, Jane.
Thank you. When is the PNB scheduled to discuss this budget?
The 29th, at the meeting at the end of September.
At the end of September. That's going to be telephone call?
Oh, no, that's an in-person meeting here in Berkeley.
In Berkeley, okay. And I had another question. So we're scheduled to meet again on the 18th. And I just an update on WPFW is that we still haven't gotten anything from our GM. And we're talking about meeting next Tuesday. They hopefully will have something that they're going to provide to the LSB for consideration. And I guess that's going to be forwarded to you as an update, Lonnie.
Okay.
It's my understanding that you'll be getting an update then. I don't even have anything in writing what the changes are from what you have now. I have asked for it, but that's it.
Okay, so the point is that you do not, the LSB and you, the treasurer, you have not seen a budget. And Lonnie, in terms of an update or a budget, when are you expecting to see one? from PSW.
You know, I have the earlier version, which you folks have. I send that along. But
right.
An updated one, I have not yet received, and so I will put that on my list of things to nag about tomorrow. Find out exactly what's going on.
Yeah. So I'm scheduled to meet with GM and our business manager next Tuesday, and hopefully we'll have a committee meeting then. And then our LSB will be meeting September 13th, and our meeting is scheduled to be devoted to that budget. But like I said, I don't know what changes he's got in mind, and I haven't heard anything from any LSB members in terms of the only thing that we've seen is what I got from you in that August 15th mailing. And Monty, I still haven't gotten the more revised one that you were talking about a few minutes ago. Have you sent that?
Oh yes, well, yeah. I was busy talking, and
okay. Thank you. That's fine.
Let me see what I can do here. Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Other comments? I have a comment. You know, the program, the information that you had sent out, Greg and Lonnie, have any of these programs? Have you guys talked like with the National Programming Committee? Are there other initiatives that they have that perhaps work with some of these, or are there other things that they have that we have not been able to, or they have not, we haven't had an opportunity to look at the costs or to incorporate them in some of the planning for 07?
Well,
where are we with the National Programming Committee?
The Programming Committee, as far as I know, they may have had a meeting more recently than the one I attended, but was dealing with the policy, basically. That was the only item that they seemed to be discussing, although we did have a discussion about the fall national programming, a first discussion. But there haven't been, you know, I mean, I've only met with them a couple of times at most. They know about the stuff that we're reporting here, and obviously the Spanish language newscast, and I've sort of brought up ideas, but they haven't brought any initiatives, specific initiatives. They brought their policy forward, and the policy, we're not really totally implementing yet, because the policy isn't about money so much as it about priorities. You know, in the end, I mean, yes, some national programming costs money, but in the end, it's about what's happening at local stations. That's what that policy is about. And I'd say the one tie-in is the program coordinator position, which is largely based on the policy itself. And once we have that person, I think that, you know, things will move faster. But I don't think that that's so much a finance issue as it is a question of how we interpret the mission and how programming changes at individual stations. That's what the policy is directed at, more than at national programming, I think.
Can I just ask a question about the headcount in the national office? This is just about titles, I mean. And on in 07, you have added the program coordinator, and you've dropped an admin director.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, that was Valerie Van Isler. She was on disability that long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And she was there, of course, in 06 and is not there in 07.
Oh, she isn't. Okay, thank you.
And the program coordinator job, you know, sort of comes in partially during the year. It doesn't start immediately on the change of the fiscal year, but as soon as we can hire someone, but I think that's about at least 3 months away before we actually put somebody on board.
Okay, so you think that's like January?
Yeah, that's what we're that's the way we're budgeting it at this point.
Okay. And just real quickly, this is LaVarne. To go back to, you know, like the mail, that I think this is wonderful. Like you said, look like the return is like 44%, but you know, we talked about some of the other issues that we talked about were things like, you know, the issue with Dr. Lessig and the Creative Commons in terms of if there is any revenue opportunity in that. But the other part of the plan, not just is that in terms of the plan, I spoke about this briefly, was like Lonnie has, you know, he continues to tell us and to try to work the fact that we need the reserve. I mean, that's something that the foundation needs in order to ensure its financial health. But there are other, just as is actions that need to be taken, like we'd mentioned before, like, you know, the monitoring, like, you know, evaluations and things like that. And again, I sort of like ask that those be kind of put on your initiative so that, you know, even if there's not a lot of costs that will be involved other than the normal costs in terms of how you do business, but just to put this on the calendar so that there are dates that these things must be accomplished, so we'll know, you know, when, so when we go in for any type of anything that comes up, like things like, you know, having logs, you know, just basic stuff like having, you know, safety in the workplace as far as, you know, fire drills and stuff like that. I mean, could that be on a timeline too, to like, you know, when you will look at those things, when you will monitor those things, your whole team, your technology team, your HR team, and everything like that.
That's a great idea. I think that's going to take some time to do with the staff that's in place right now. But I think you're right that, you know, there should be a lot more structure and a lot more scheduling and clear benchmarks. I have to admit, it's something that I would have thought that I would have been able to address by now, but I find that most of my time is spent fighting fires rather than planning. But I think you're correct, and I would, you know, focus on it in the next month, assuming I'm not swept up into a crisis.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, are there other comments about the national office budget? Were there more questions, Dave, on the national office or on the other budget? You know, as Liney has, this is LaVarne again, as Liney has pointed out, yeah, in meeting on the 18th, we definitely need to look at the budgets to see if they look reasonable. Because as we, you know, I hate to go back to WBAI, but again, you know, I'm not really sure if there are 92 days in fundraising that are in the 07 budget or not. But those are the types of things in terms of Dave had said that we can't continue to fund failure. That, you know, there has to be some measure of success or change in there, and from BAI, we've seemed to have gotten some motions out of there, but they're not in terms of motions that will either increase the revenue or not impact the national office budget. So, you know, yeah, we really have a lot of work to do, and yeah, we really will have to kind of scrub the budget. So can we just go
Madam
to,
Chair?
In terms of the meeting, to fix that as a date, the 18th?
Madam Chair?
Hello, LaVarne. Hello.
Hi, Madam Chair.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm at an FCC comment hearings. This is Dave. I just wanted to say, you know, I do not feel that I'll be able to vote for a WBI budget that requires a $200,000 supplement from National. And I don't know if I need to make a motion about it, but I do think that WBAI has to work with our national office to do something definitive to change its cost structure rather than say, you know, we're going to keep scrambling to raise more money because it keeps getting harder. And it has not gotten enough better to give any confidence that even raising that money will put them in a different situation.
This is Patty.
Yes, Patty.
It's actually set for about 93 days next year. They're adding another date. The thing which was brought up at the last national board meeting was a motion about the local station boards being in compliance with the bylaws. And it seems that KPFK, which has had a better track record of finances and bringing in the money, local stations board has completed more of the mandated bylaws that they're supposed to do, Section 7, Article 7, Section 3A through K, which is like programming reviews, management evaluations, and these sort of things, which are extremely important since the local station boards are have a fiduciary responsibility to the stations. And when these things aren't carried out, it's basically the station is just running on its own with no way to correct any of the issues. It makes a lot of effort here on the national board, the national finance.
Is this relevant to the National Finance Committee?
Yes, I think it is. I think that.
How is it relevant?
Just a second. I will not allow the crosstalk. And Patty, if you can finish, then Baruti, you can speak.
Well, I'm asking you, Chair, is this relevant? Is this
just
relevant
a second. We can't do that. Otherwise, we will go into like.
LaVarne, that's a point. That is a valid point of order, though, right?
Okay,
yeah,
Patty.
Yeah,
okay, Patty, would you please finish, and then we will move on.
She's finishing, you're ruling that it's relevant.
Well, I'm not ruling that it's relevant. I'm asking her to.
I'm asking you as a point of order. Is this relevant to the National Finance Committee?
Excuse me, Baruti. Patty, let me take. Patty, would you finish? And then we will. Would you finish the point you're making? And then I will determine whether it's relevant. Now, what? Please complete it.
I'm saying the point is that one should, the Finance Committee might want to actually know if these things are taken care of as well. This way we can have a better. Point of reference as to why we're having financial problems or if there's a way to fix these rather than having the national office bailouts and these other issues which are affecting the foundation. So I do think it's relevant that if the stations are not, following the bylaws properly, that there may be another reason why we're having financial issues at some of these places, and we should look into that.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so the point you made is the point that Dave made, that there's concern about BAI in terms of the continuing issues with not being able to generate revenue and also with the effort that we're doing, that the national office has taken to share the revenue with this mail drop. Okay, now,
I don't think that was the point that she was just making. She was talking about stations in general, but specifically BAI not being in compliance with a lot of issues that weren't relevant to us passing a budget.
May I say something?
Sure. Teresa.
Sorry. I'm concerned, too, as I said before. I'm not one to look a gift horse in the mouth, but when we start saying, well, we're national office is going to raise this money because you're not in compliance, or you look like maybe your general manager is not competent, or something is wrong where you're not raising enough money, then I'm saying, you know, I was not told that I was in such dire straits that we needed a quote unquote bailout. And this was a surprise to me when we were linked with WBAI in this plan to raise money. So I'm still not quite sure, because it's the 31st of the month. This is a very bad day for our treasurer, because she works in the mortgage business. She's busy the last day of every month. So I wish our treasurer were here to respond to these, some of these comments that are being made. So, because I'd like to be on top of it, so we don't have to feel that we're being quote unquote bailed out by National.
Bailed out is not my phrase, but it's the only fundraising effort is my phrase. But Madam Chair, could we move the agenda?
Yes, please. Okay, thank you. Okay, so what we wanted to do is to get back. There are a couple of motions that we had asked. What the cost is. And
LaVarne,
so we can just go over those briefly. That was number 3, financial impact of motions before the P&B, and see how this will impact the budget and our, just what the cost is.
LaVarne, one more quick question about the information that we have in our hands right now. So, Lonnie, in the written report that you and Greg prepared, the total revenue proposed for fiscal 04, 05, and 06 has all been, from $16 million to $17 million. And then, not even quite $17 million, $16,856 is projected total for 06. And then fiscal year 07 total revenues is $18,372,000, which is another $1.5 million. And just for me to... Just to get a handle on it, I heard you all talking about a $500,000 campaign, and but $1.5 million additional revenues when it's been kind of flat for a while. Just in a nutshell, where are those, where's that, those other big increases other than the ones that you've been talking about tonight and that you talk about in depth in this report?
You mean FY06 compared to FY07?
I'm looking at this, $18,370,812 total revenue.
Total revenue. It's coming not from list of support. It's coming from things like donations, grants, CPB. Of course, CPB is going down. But, yeah, it's coming from other areas. People are planning community events because listener revenue is tougher to do. So, and also, that total revenue increase that we're looking at, while we're talking about an additional $500,000 for the purposes we're discussing, actually, the total is not $500,000. It's much more than that. It's, we're going to move from, I think, $800,000 in the national office to $1.2 million. So
it's an additional $500,000.
That's right.
But that is under the listener support line item, right?
Yes, and then there's more dollars in the donation line item.
So that total revenue includes donations.
Yeah, donations, CPB.
That are not listener support. Okay,
right.
It's just, I was just really shocked at that additional $1.5 million. That's what.
Yeah, well, CPB is the one that's giving us $1 million. You know, that would be included in that total revenue thing.
Say that's not been in the past. It's an additional $1 million.
Oh, well, are you talking about total revenue? Well,
I'm looking at the total revenue from fiscal year 04 was $16 million. Fiscal year 05 was $16.9 million. Projected fiscal 06 is $16.9 million. And then projected fiscal year 07 is 18.3. I'm just looking, you know, where that total revenue line that you show in this chart is kind of flat. And that's, I just wondered in a nutshell where it was coming from.
Well, increasing the mail drops, you know, for a national office alone would be $500,000. And then an additional $300,000 would be in a second mail drop for the stations that we've been talking about. And then the stations themselves are increasing their own efforts in other areas like grants and donations and whatnot. So I could go through the detail with you, but I'd have to end it up station by station.
No, that's okay. It's just right now it doesn't seem very compelling. but that's okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I won't go over that chart, but at some point in our 18th meeting, it's necessary to look at more detail around what you can see in that chart. We're raising more money, but we're spending it. And so we end up flat. So we have something else to give.
I'm just questioning if we're actually going to raise it. That's
Yeah, well, that's always a good idea to question it. That's
okay.
True.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Okay. Shall we move? So the other items we wanted to go over tonight were the financial impact of the motions before the P&B. And, Lonnie, I believe that you have done some work on those to come up with an estimate.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Secretary here, one moment. Did we set a next meeting date?
No, that's what I was going to do, then I went to the other. Okay, we'd like to set the next meeting. We're saying September the 18th, which is a Monday. That's the third Monday of September. Shall we shoot again for 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time?
5 p.m. Pacifica?
Yes.
That's Monday the 18th?
Monday the 18th. Our last.
I believe that National Programming Committee is meeting that day.
Let's see if I can get on here.
If you go to KPFTX, you might see that.
Brian here with a question.
Yes, Brian.
My understanding is that a couple LSBs have approved budgets already. I recall that last year this committee tried to run all the budgets in one night. It ran about 7 hours. Would it make sense to do staggered meetings?
We're not going to do that. I think the structure of this is that Lonnie will have the budgets. You know, hopefully we can get them maybe. When will you get them, Lonnie? Because we need them at least 3 or 4 days so people can sit down and go through them. And if we can go through them and review them before then, look at it, you know, see what our questions are, or perhaps send them out, and then perhaps Lonnie will have a chance to answer the questions and, you know, any big items we can discuss. but we do not need to go over line item by line item on budgets. We need to go over issues, what's covered, what's not in the budget, and in terms of looking at revenue and expenses, any increases year over year, and what the bottom line is. And those things are very easy to see. Like they did at BAI and said there's some issues here, and Patty has told us there are 93 days of fundraising. So, you know, those are the major items. There's no need ever to go over line item by line item.
Well, I didn't hear the committee doing that last year. I listened to the webcast. I just think, you know, we're a body. We're meeting over teleconference. It's not the most efficient way to get business done. You try to move seven budgets in one night, you're going to hit a brick wall where everybody's brain clouds up and you start moving like molasses. I'm wondering if we shouldn't schedule an earlier meeting to go over the budgets that have already been approved by their local boards so that we don't have to do it all in one shot.
Well, that's a good point, Brian. You know, the last board apparently will be W approving on the 13th of September.
Uh-huh.
She will likely approve, I think, Monday. Dave probably knows best, but Monday the 4th or Monday the 11th. That would leave WBAI, Baruti, when would the full LSB likely approve?
Next Thursday.
Thursday would be the 7th. So we'd have I on the 7th. K, and then W on the 13th. So W would be the last station to approve on the 13th. And then I'd, you know, run like mad, compile all the budgets, and then we would be, I'd have to try to get it out to you folks by the 15th, Friday. And
okay,
then,
yeah.
You know,
so what about that? That was an idea from Brian. So we already have T and A, is that correct?
Yeah,
well, I know we have A.
Yeah, you have A, we have A, and we have T.
Okay, so we want to, okay, and the others you're trying to see when you could perhaps get them out. You're saying the 7th, the 13th, and when is K's?
Yeah, K's the 4th or the 11th. I'm not sure which.
Okay, so we definitely have A and T. So when would be an earlier date that we could, I'm looking at the calendar here. Oh, sorry, that's September. Okay, we have a PNB meeting on the 1st. We have a work committee for governance on the 7th. Do we want to go for there's a meeting on the 7th. I have the meeting. So do we want to try to go for maybe next week, the 6th, to go over A and T?
The 6th is my birthday. I'll be...
Congratulations.
Yeah, I'll be 25.
I thought you were going to say 26, but
I won't be
the 13th
here.
Is W. You're saying W will have an LSB meeting, or they will approve it on the 13th?
Well, we will have an LSB meeting, and we may approve it. We'll see.
On the 13th?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we're trying to do is to get a meeting to go over A and T. The 12th is available. You said the 6th is... When is your birthday, Lonnie? I'm sorry.
The 6th, yeah.
The 6th, okay. So the 12th is available. The 8th is available, which is a Friday, which is not a good time.
How about the 12th?
What about, okay, the 12th?
Yeah.
Can
people
do that?
What day is the 12th?
The 12th is a Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I prefer that the Monday or Friday.
That would work for me.
Okay, I can go in. Since I have, I can go in and do this then. I'll set up the 12th at 8 p.m. So what do we need? We need about an hour and a half. We'll say 2 hours.
Okay.
Because then we can take care of any other issues that might come up at the end. But the primary thing is to go through A and I and get approval on it.
Did we just decide on the 12th?
Yeah, we set the 12th for A and T.
And maybe K.
Okay, but we'll need to, okay, and all of these budgets now, Brian has a complete package on A, so we just have to make sure it's the...
And what time is this meeting? Is it 8 p.m.?
It would be the same, 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time.
Eastern, okay.
And Lonnie, I understand you and Lois have figured out some errata on that budget, so those
should probably
go out too.
Yes, it will change slightly.
Okay, but Brian has a complete pack. We want to send out the pack. I mean,
well,
confidential information, their salaries.
But I think Lonnie needs to roll up the numbers so you have a good comparison to all the other station budgets.
Yeah.
So it should be coming from you.
Right.
Okay, but the point I'm making is that the budget package is has the salaries, has headcount, which is what I think if you look at that, then you can really understand what's going on at the station, which is the basic format. So we're going to send out the whole. You'll send it to Lonnie in terms of the other information, and then Lonnie will send it out.
Sure, I'll do that, Brian. Is that okay with you or Beck?
Yeah, you've got the packet. It's yours, man.
Yeah, fine. I just want to make sure we get the updated. And then as soon as I get that, because I was talking with Laura today, she has one other little item, so we'll finish it up.
Lonnie, I would actually ask that rather than you modifying the budget that the LSB approved, you annotate it with the errors you all have found.
Yeah, the one I have is the one we have. It's board approved, so I haven't made anything.
Okay, great.
Okay. All right then. So that's the meeting that we'll have for the two approved budgets. So then the next meeting on the 18th then we'll do the remaining budgets, the remaining stations. Same time
on the 18th there is a programming meeting.
Let me just ask this without the call in number. Okay. Let me just do the call in number here and then I'll.
Did you hear me? The 18th, there's already a national meeting scheduled.
8 o'clock, Teresa?
It's at 8:30.
What meeting?
National Programming Committee. Now, I mean, if it's really necessary, I could skip that meeting for this one.
Can't we do it on the 20th, Lonnie?
Well, we need to mail out to the board. Some of the folks are leaving like on the, you know, on Monday the 25th because they're coming early on the 26th. I would have to get it in their hands no later than put it in the mail maybe Thursday or Friday or plan to bring it to, you know, have people pick up their board packs when they arrive here. The 20th is going to be one day.
Just a question, Lonnie. Do you know the people who plan to leave on the 25th and then will be here on the 26th or the 27th?
Yeah, I do. I got their reservations. You got a lot of the personnel committee people.
Okay. Can you just give them theirs on that hand carry both and then
yeah,
just mail the
I
rest
could.
Of them?
I could. I could just have it all available. If we met on the 20th, then I would spend the 21st and 22nd and then have it all available by the 25th or the 26th. So the 20th is possible, but it means nobody gets anything in advance. It won't be in the board packet. It'll be pickup when people arrive here.
Let me just ask a question for the people on the finance committee. How many other people do you think actually look at the finance numbers before? But this is the budget, so... why can't you mail it out to the other people who are not arriving on the 25th, or who are not leaving on the 25th or 26th to come out here?
Well, after we do the budgets, they all have to be compiled, copies made. You know, it's like 8 hours work or so.
Right.
And they have to be put in with other items going out in the board packet, which takes longer. So
you plan to mail those out on Friday or Monday?
It on Friday, and we probably end up having. You couldn't trust snail mail, so you'd end up FedExing that stuff.
FedExing on Monday, and some people would not.
Yeah, some people would not get it. Sometimes FedEx doesn't do very well on Saturday, so sure date would be the Monday. And if everybody checks their mail on Monday, I guess it would be okay. But if they don't, they're traveling on Tuesday.
If we need to have it on the 17th or the 18th, then I'm all for that because I don't want to cause any problems. I'll skip the other meeting if this one is essential.
Okay, who else is on programming? No, when? Okay, so we want to go for it. We can go for the 18th.
I think that's a better idea than waiting and all that.
Okay. All right. The 18th. Okay, I'll set it right now.
So now we're going to have Tuesday, September 12th, and Monday, September 18th?
Yes.
And who made this motion? Who made these motions? I'm like, there's nobody talking. I don't know what to put in here. Motion by the committee?
But as far as the meeting?
Yeah, who will take responsibility for the minutes here? Who's made the motions here?
Do we have to have a motion? I'm sorry.
I make a motion that we have
okay, two can someone, who made here. The motion? Oh, well, Lonnie can't make motions. Someone,
I will.
Brian
I'll
suggested
make them.
The, we can do the 12th, and then someone else can do the 18th.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, Patty.
I make a motion that we meet on Tuesday, September 12th and Monday, September 18th to discuss the budget.
Okay.
Pass the budget.
At 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes, it's 8 p.m. both of the meetings.
Okay, and on Monday, the 18th, we'll have the two-and-a-half-hour meeting, and on the 12th, we'll have 2 hours. Okay? All right.